motion in writing, and I incorporated the part about having Venetia contact the name so they could come and speak.
Okay.
To
what
us before we vote.
Can we hear that?
That's the motion, not this. This is incorporated in there.
That's not what I'm
talking about.
Right, so
does it cover the spirit of what you're trying to do?
There is no motion.
What I'm trying to do is...
If you're supporting Teresa, and Teresa's supporting his motion...
No.
Okay.
Teresa Allen sent to all of us 2 days ago, to the whole LSB, a process that I think that was very short and very clear. Teresa, please, nobody have an email?
I looked at it, but I don't. It's too many emails.
No,
it's in there.
Where is it?
I mean, they don't stand out.
Oh, here.
It's included in that.
No.
Everybody giving a beat. Everybody instructed.
Here, combine the two.
This is not
the one. There you go.
And that's my motion.
Well, maybe she sent it to
the news. No, she sent it to the whole. And basically, I tried to condense it. Basically, I'm the chair that have a really commanding voice.
Okay, y'all, let's give order. Let's give the attention to PNB member. She has the agenda. I'm so glad that chair comes.
To ask the chair of our board to make a PSA that the station will air, telling members that we are asking, and in the next LSB meeting, we can ask the members that wants to be. I mean, in the meantime, those members can write and say that they want to be members. If every one of them, I'm sorry, may I finish?
It's included. She's saying the same thing that's written there.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No.
You don't know what's written there. How would you know if you were or not? I read it.
Well, may I finish?
It's a duplication.
You're out of order.
Sorry.
She has the floor.
Is it okay just to interrupt?
It was a point of order.
No, it isn't, but we are adults.
She's duplicating what's already here.
Doesn't make sense.
Yes, sir. Acknowledged.
Okay. What I'm saying is, we can very easily, in the next meeting, have the people here with proof that they are members, and we can choose from the pool the people that decide to come here in front of us and let us know that they want to be members. We vote, and that's the issue. The PSA, that is what Teresa sent before, and that's what I'm saying. It's not what you are saying. You are saying a commission. No, it's the PSA that the chair will do, and will be aired in KPFT. That's it. That's the end.
A point of order.
You don't think
it's
that's included?
It's not any commission.
The 1 minute has been expanded per person talking.
Yes, you're right. Now, I was trying to look for this email she's referring to, but I don't see such animal.
I can.
Maybe the secretary could clear this up by just reading what the...
Well, he's got a charge here of trying to combine two pieces of paper.
Well, I combined it all in there already, but I can read this. Backing it up.
That will help.
Go ahead.
Okay. And try to tell me if this is right, because this has edits.
That's what Teresa handed me, which I incorporated in there.
Because he's human. He's human, that's why.
Make promos, insert announcements, immediately notifying listener members of the opening. Period. Solicit resumes or applications to blank email address. Have the chair contact applicants to attend next LSB meeting. Applicants may attend me LSB meeting to answer questions. LSB will vote by STV at that meeting.
Now, read the motion.
Word for word.
It's the same thing. That's not the motion. That's what she handed me. I handed you the motion.
Okay, but this is the motion?
That's the motion. Okay. And it includes that.
It
it's
includes
not the
this.
Same identical
you
words.
Do you need somebody to read it that doesn't have the problem with reading?
Wait.
There's no consistency here. So.
I'll read it.
I move 3, Lam Nancy Patel, volunteering tonight, get with Dwayne and make an announcement this week and accept names from public to be voted on next LSB with those names invited to speak in public comments. The chair to contact names.
The chair, vice chair.
Okay, vice chair.
Okay, here's the email from Teresa, Saturday, February 7th. It would make sense, obviously so, I'm reading it in the record, sir. It would make sense to do a promo on KPFT that says we are recruiting for positions on the LSB and to take applications. If we had done this immediately after Doc's resignation, we could have conducted interviews at this LSB meeting. And of course, I just went away from it.
Does it sound like the same thing?
Announce
to the public, take
that
some
close
names,
enough?
Vote next meeting after they speak.
Can we move on?
Yeah. We're just trying to clarify, since you've gotten involved in this with your email. In the past, we've come up with some new blood this way. Some people, some of those people will want to apply later as candidates in the upcoming election. But in the meantime, we can vote on the applicants and develop an STB list to fill any LSB openings without having to start from scratch each time someone resigns from the LSB until the seats are filled from the next election.
Mr. Chair?
No, the bylaws is not
stated.
Pardon
me for being somewhat hard of hearing, maybe. I don't know, but it sounds like y'all are saying the same thing. Is there a difference in what yours is?
Hey, maybe somebody says, I make a substitute motion. And we keep discussing.
But it's the same thing.
Yes,
what's the substance difference? What's the substantive difference?
I can read it.
Okay.
Make a PSA by the chair of the board to the membership on KPFT Radio to ask members to be present at the next LSB meeting with proof of membership to be elected on that meeting by the LSB.
I second that. I'd like to make a friendly amendment to that. You can also be a volunteer. You don't have to be a member. If you volunteer, what is it?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, before us is a motion, a substitute motion. And I believe somebody might substitute that if we don't move forward. So you've heard her substitute motion, which reigns slightly different than the original motion, because the original motion is not asking for what she's asking for exactly.
I withdraw my second of her amendment.
I have a point of order.
Let's hear a point of order.
And if there's a remotely parliamentary, and I appreciate a second in the opinion. My understanding of Robert's Rules of Orders is you can't make a new motion in the process of debating a motion. You can only amend the motion or amend an amendment. And we're getting, the thing is, as this process is going, you can make a motion and make a motion on that, and it goes forever. We can never end it. This process is completely out of control.
I'll allow George.
You can, in fact, make a substitute motion, which is different from a simple amendment.
What?
Usually because there's more difference, so to speak. Mm-hmm. In the course of debate, you can debate both motions at the same time, whichever one you like, or both. You can also amend either motion, either the substitute or the original motion, in an attempt to craft it in such a way that it gets the biggest quote. So it is perfectly legitimate.
So it's a single debate where two motions are being debated at the same time.
If we want.
That's correct.
Now, considering this has happened, because I've heard people, I have another motion. Can it go beyond two? Is there any limit to it?
Three. You can substitute three on the floor.
So there's a motion and a substitute motion can be on the floor at a given time. I would like to have both of those in writing in front of me.
Mr.
Point of information.
Yes, sir.
I have a question.
clarification. So Hank's bill is like a committee makes a PSA draft and give it to the manager to select. And then the difference with Adriana's is that the chair would make it. So it would be more of the LSB making the PSA.
No, that's not the difference.
That's
what you were explaining. You said,
okay, she asked a question. I'm going to allow Hank and Vice Chair here to answer her question. How does it differ?
The substantive difference that I see between hers and mine is that she is asking you to write it instead of the three committee of three. And that she's asking people just to, by weight of the announcement, just to show up at the next meeting, which could be 200 people, who knows, or it could be four. You know, I'm asking them to people to submit their nomination, whether it's self-nomination or nominating somebody they're spoken to, whatever. And we take those names, bring them to the next meeting, have them speak to us, have the vice chair invite them and speak to us in public comments so that we can hear
what information.
Can I finish?
Now he's clarifying his motion to you.
So we can hear what they have to say before we vote.
He's giving you an explanation.
I want to clarify one point you just said.
Go ahead.
So the manager gets the applications and then selects.
Not his motion. The manager doesn't control that. The committee does.
The vice chair will be the one with the names and inviting them to
come. You mean application will be sent directly to the vice chair?
It's fine. You know, that was such a minuscule part of it. I don't think Dwayne would eliminate anybody. I don't think she would eliminate anybody.
But I need to. The election is not a management.
Nancy, I need the vice chair to give you her take on what she thinks of the two differences in these motions.
Pretty much what he said, that the two differences would be, according to Adriana, there would be a PSA and the public would just show up at the March meeting. According to Hank, there would be a PSA, but the people who want to join the board would send an email or an application to either myself or Dwayne, which is really the main difference.
Yeah,
for what purpose?
And then the second difference is who creates the PSA.
Now I want it, Dwayne.
Same thing.
Chair recognize Dwayne.
I would like to offer a friendly substitute combo enchilada amendment motion that I would hope would be accepted as a friendly, collaborative, hybrid synthesis of what I get to be the gist of both of these things. And this motion is, I thought, rather simple. That an open call to KPFD members be made both on air and website, candidates to submit a letter of interest and a willingness to appear at 3:15 LSB meeting, with choice of candidates to be made at 3:15 LSB meeting, letters of interest to be sent to LSB at kpft.org.
Second.
Well, hold on. I don't want to start no bad precedents here. So I want one of the members to carry the manager's motion, and then I'll accept it.
I'll carry the manager's motion.
All right, let the record reflect. Mr. George Ryder.
Okay, from the two substitute motions we have on the floor.
This is the third substitute. Where's the second substitute from the original motion?
Right.
George.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I withdraw my motion.
Uh-oh. Very good. So we're kind of simplifying things here now.
I'm sorry.
Adriana, where are you? He's withdrawing his original motion.
To start, I mean, we will do whatever we want, but the rule said that one that the motion is on the floor belongs to the body, not to the maker.
All right.
Well, the chair will allow this motion to be rescinded and... The motioner has the right to remove his motion. Somebody want to challenge that? Challenge it. So the original motion is dead now. We're now going to deal. Let me make an explanation.
Too much stupidity.
We're going to make.
So I had something from McClain, something from Hank and Teresa Allen, something from Richard Mazzell.
All that's dead.
All that's dead.
The only motion we're going to deal with is George Ryder's motion, which is on top of Ms. Cassavetes' motion.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, we deal with Mr. Ryder's motion first. which again is written, thank God, and we're going to read it.
Get
some clarity here. We're going to spend some minutes on this too. Well, he's about to read it. Moses, what you got?
Everybody's writing here. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
The chair of the board make a PSA to be aired on the KPFT radio asking for listener members to be present on the next LSB meeting with
proof
of membership to be elected on this meeting by the LSB.
One problem. The proof issue. I don't care if proof, I'm a member, and I know I'm a member. So what we can do, short of getting 100 people on the list, we can ask them for the proper information, and the business manager can verify their standing, and when they get here, we'll let them know whether they're in good standing or not.
So we need a date for application before the...
Okay.
Anytime before the next meeting.
Got to get through. You can have to say that. Go right here.
Sir, I just want to clarify that we're asking folks to send the LSB something, a resume, a letter of intention, something. They're not just going to show up and say, I want to be on the board.
Well, that'll happen.
Some may do that.
It may happen.
Because you're opening up the window.
Okay.
In fact, nothing will preclude, once you put these PSAs out, once you put that on that KPFT site, nothing would preclude a stack of folk lined up out this door, so be prepared.
We pay for that. We don't have any more we pay
for that. Go ahead. We're coming down the road here, and then we're going to make our way since I see so many hands. I ain't going to write them down. We're going to start another one.
And also, I trust the committee. Someone else said that I trust the committee to do what needs to be done. You might take a look at the questions that were asked of candidates that run for the job and see if people want to address one or more of those questions.
And I like that. Go ahead. You have something?
Can
we no, because we've got too many folk on top. Who's next?
I got Susan Moreno.
My seconds are calling the question.
Susan Moreno. You forgot what you want.
I know. I've been looked up for.
I surprised.
My question is, when these applications or resumes are turned in, who will receive them? More than one person, I hope. And who will be looking at them?
Why would
you send them? I just want to know.
Should be the committee we refer.
Who is
the
committee?
The committee is Venetia, Mr. Lamb, and according to last week, he's the only one different, replacing Colleen, who was supposed to convey it. So,
Susie wants to join?
No, I don't.
She just want to know
I
the process. And by the chair will work with him to work a process that you guys will know before the meeting. We'll have to have a cutoff.
Right.
Which means those who come through the door, right. If it's a cutoff, then it doesn't mean who comes through the door. Right? If you set a date cutoff for you to get your application in,
yep.
And nothing precludes anybody from writing an application for a person, but then we've got to find out if that person really wants to run if it's not submitted by that person.
It's a lot more work than my way.
We have Alana.
Who's next?
Leanna Lopez on the staff.
Leanna.
Oh, well, in a second. I just want to make an amendment. I think that if somebody wants to run for the board, they should send their stuff in at least in time for us to be able to look at it.
Yes.
If they're serious about running for the board, they need to fill out an application just like all of us had to do with answering the questions when we ran. I think it's wrong to just say anybody can show up and say vote for me. I don't like that. I think that's inappropriate. We should have some kind of requirement that they send something in so all of us on the LSB can see it. And
yes.
I think having folks send it to LSB,
yeah.
Who is?
Yeah,
I'm going to. She wants
Deanna wants all of us to see those information instead of just.
I mean, but we don't want to keep track of it at admin stuff.
Well, frankly, listen, let me be clear with you. I don't want to see it. So if you want to be on this committee, then you're asking for something that's going to be already unmanageable. So as Mr. Mark just pointed out, you need to trust three or four folks with this process. And if you have a problem with the resumes when you go through them, I understand that. So I would suggest we set a date of the 30th, the 26th. Give us 15 days from the time we put it out. We announce it. 15-day cutoff. That gives us about 12 days to get the documents to you or get them posted up there where you can look at them or whatever, so you can be familiar with the people. That's reasonable. But as far as having the people send you the documents, then we send you the documents, I'm not taking that job.
Yes, ma'am.
What I'm trying
to say.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
I want to. I agree that we need to have some kind of order. And I think that if the LSB members later on want to see whatever received the information come forward to all the LSB members. But my point here is we cannot trust the LSB list.
We have because LSB.
May I finish that without you trying to read my mind?
Because you're making everything harder and harder.
Well, but it's her right.
But they have the right.
But it's her right. The chair recognized her. And okay, I'm going back to the 60 seconds. Come on.
I was today at the station talking to the webmaster because we didn't receive, like we were receiving long time ago, all the information about the fundraiser.
Yes.
When I asked, nobody knew the answer. I went to the Robin Lewis, and she showed me that she sent it every time to the whole LFE. No one of us received it. The webmaster doesn't know why. Nobody knows why, but we don't. And I sent it to the LSB. That's what I'm saying. I don't want that going through the whole LSB because we don't even know if that is arriving. We will say, we can say, like you said, we can trust some of us to make a commission, to receive everything, and then communicate to everybody. I think but that is an LSB job. The bylaws put that in the LSB. It's not management, it's not anybody else, it's LSB.
I think we need to take that up. Next up
is Alana Long.
Okay, it seems simple to me that applications and resumes can be sent in by a deadline, whatever you decide on. It can be sent in digitally and shared with the listed people who are going to be making the decisions. If it's not sent in digitally, it's sent in by snail mail or something. We can scan it and make a PDF out of it. But make the applications visible for us to read before the meeting. And if people want to show up to be voted on, that's fine. But the decision should be ready to go when the meeting starts as to who we want, having looked at the digital resumes and so forth. As far as the credibility of there being members, again, we go to a digital account. And we can verify from that instantly if that's
what. No, we don't have access to that. I'll get with the business manager. The committee gets with the business manager to see who she's got that information. We don't have access to that. Who's in good standing? In fact,
Robin
thank
Lewis.
God all our board members are in good standing right now. Robin. Who's next up?
Nancy Sarno.
We could say that they could come and give their application to the committees, because that's where we really want people who come to committees to work. So we could say, this committee meets on this day, on this day, come and bring your applications then.
Well, we don't have the time frame for that because the committees won't meet in the next, most committees won't meet in the next 4 days. We need one place, be clear, where to drop them off. And they can mail them, they can email them, and we need to determine how the process they're going to do to email them. That's all you need to do. If they want to hand bring them in, that's how they want to do it. They can do it.
Yeah.
We got a stack.
Personal privilege.
Go ahead.
You know, 15 minutes, and this meeting is going to be over. I want to hear the GM's report. You know, I don't know why this whole group has to work out every detail in this, but
I'm so standing, but you're a little late for that.
Help us, Mr. Chair, to get through.
Okay. I do be trying, but we do have a set, and if they acquiesce, fine. Ms. Patel, and then
finished.
Mr. Hank Lamb.
I wasn't finished.
Okay, go right here, ma'am.
Did anyone read the drafts of the proposal of PSAs?
No, no.
Okay, that's your question. Ms. Patel? Put him on the
screen. I've been on the stack a long time.
I'll bring you up.
No, he has actually
read it.
He has.
Your name.
I think we've heard enough of these arguments. I think we should vote.
Stop the question.
Because we're just repeating the
same. We'll call the question then.
Call the question.
Second.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I agree with the good gentleman here. You talked enough. So let's prepare to vote. Let's restate the motion for confusion purposes.
Dwayne's motion first.
Yes, Dwayne's motion carried by Mr. George
Wright. George Wright.
And seconded by...
So we have these two motions?
No.
Dwayne's the first one is
Justice
George Wright.
Right.
Okay. Now, this is the one I have... Which was from
Kessler. No, George Wright.
You want Dwayne's? Okay.
Last one first.
From George Wright. And seconded by somebody.
Hey.
I'll take it. Gladly.
Okay. That an open call to KPFT members be made both on air and website, candidates to submit a letter of interest and willingness to appear at 315 LSB meeting with choice of candidates to be made at 315 meeting, letters of interest to be sent to USB at LSB at kpft.org. Correct?
That's exactly.
Good. Short and sweet. To the point.
Can we vote?
Yes, we can vote. Yes, by all means. Those in favor of the motion.
Any objections?
If I don't hear any, those of you in favor of the motion, please raise your hand.
Objections.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I put my hand up, but you didn't see it. Neither the chair has the prerogative. I'm not recognizing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Those opposed. 1, 2. 15-2, motion carries.
That's it.
So recorded.
Now, on the vine is the original substitute. Now, do we let it down the vine, ma'am? Or?
Because that is, no.
It's declared moot.
Exactly. When we approve the substitute, obviously, they are the
motion. But I'm going to Mr. Reese. We want to move forward. It's moot. We're now moving to the next agenda item.
George.
Mr. Chair.
George.
Yes, sir.
I would move we suspend the rules and take out the general manager's report.
Second.
I hear a second. Are there any objections?
Yes, I think that it's very important that the
Pacifica
National Board...
Will you state your objection, ma'am? Will you state your objection?
I think that we have both for the Pacifica National Board report. We can give the report in writing. We can have a really short thing, and then we can go to the general manager report.
I believe that there's been an objection to the motion. Question's been called. Prepare to vote. And what's before you is to vote yes to move this motion forward. Vote no to not sustain this motion.
What's the motion?
The motion is to move up the manager's report at this point. And the objection is that it's no less important than the Pacifica National Report. So those of you prepared to vote, those in favor of the motion, those in favor of moving it up, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Those who oppose moving it up, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You're voting against yourself, Teresa.
Hey, it was camp.
They're not counting
until
they're telling.
Okay, can we do the vote again?
Okay.
So we had 7 for the motion and 4 against the motion. Obviously, a lot of people for some reason didn't vote. Maybe it wasn't clear.
All right.
So the motion is to move the general manager's report up. The objection was there other items that we need to address. So are we going to move up the general manager's report?
The motion carries.
Thank you.
Actually, you didn't have 2/3. So we're gonna vote again. I heard a challenge. Of the vote. So, ladies and gentlemen, can we come to order one more time? Doc, we still got a vote here. You want to be in this vote? It didn't carry because that was a challenge that it didn't carry 2/3 of the vote. So your votes are critical. So I'm going to ask you to vote again so we can have clarity here. Those in favor of the motion, please raise your hands, which is to move the item up.
8.
Those who oppose.
5.
Motion carries. 9
does not carry.
All right. Now, that leaves us with is to go in order.
I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes.
Am I misunderstanding something about this vote that was just held? Mm-hmm. I thought that it, after 9:30, order preference was a simple majority vote.
No.
Well, actually, not. We order preference, we can't even get there, Mr. General Manager. So we would have to move that up in order to deal with order preference, okay? So that motion is dead on the vine.
All right.
And now we are at the PNB report. That means we have 3 representatives from the PNB. Y'all prepared to vote, to give your report? Mr. Marks.
First of all, we had a meeting that I attended on the phone to seek the members. They were seated. All other business was done in closed session. I don't know that there's anything to report. I'm sorry that we're rude to our general manager and not allowing us after he sat here for 3 hours to talk to us. But everything that happened, the business happened in closed session at that meeting. If the member has any report that's anything other than the new members were seated, then it's either a violation of closed session or she's just editorializing on her.
Well, Mr. Former Chair, I think you're editorializing yourself. So I think we're all doing a little editorializing. But the fact of the matter is that I don't believe the vote was a diss to the manager. I think what the members were saying was that maybe they want to talk about something other than the meeting that just occurred because there's so much going on with the PNB. But I think every one of us, to the manager's credit, every one of us are guilty for not allowing this agenda to go forward. All this stuff that we do, all these point of orders and all, so we would have had, the manager would have been like you normally get, 20 or 30 minutes. But everybody's guilty, not just the member who objected. Now, having said that, Pacifica National Board report is where we are, and if you're not a Pacifica National Board member, the chair will not recognize you.
Does Robert Marcus keep finished?
Yes.
I have to be.
Okay.
Because I can't spokenly speak about anything.
I've got two left.
Four Gardner?
Four left. 3 left. And if they want to speak to anything in regard, according to this 10 minutes, I allotted to them to speak to anything that they want to speak to. Now, what order do I want to go? You're not a PNB member, sir. Teresa.
Adriana and George.
Adriana and George. Hopefully, I'm going to make the whole meet next month for the general manager.
I have to ask a question of the PMB members when they're going to ask every time now.
Okay, if you want to ask a question, go ahead.
Okay.
May I haven't written the report, and we agreed before that the
PMB not seated, you have 3 reports.
Yeah.
Okay, we talked earlier about the minutes are being the most critical things. I would think getting the financials to the Attorney General would be the most important thing. What are our PNB members doing to make sure that the financials are being given to the Attorney General of the state of California?
Excuse me. I stated, and I'm going to restate. If you're not, she doesn't have authority. If you are not a member of the PNB to give a report, you do not have a right to speak in this session. Mr. Crump.
Kick me out.
Mr. Crump, I'm not going to kick you out because that's not my authority, but it is to keep you in order. That's my authority, to keep you in order. And you've spoken as much as you want to tonight, and I hope you appreciate that. But we want to hear from the PNB members. No one else. And if they don't have a report, then we can get on and go to the general manager's report.
Okay, I would like to address this question in my report. In an open meeting, our CFO said that in the last year, KTFA ran a $491,000 deficit last year. This was on Tuesday, he said $275,000. When we were in the meeting, he said $491,000. This is our Starship station. Has 30 employees. They ran a $491,000 deficit. KPFK last year, according to our CFO, ran a $315,000 deficit. KPFT ran a $51,000 deficit. You can see in the manager's report where that came from. WBAI, the lowest deficit, $36,000. This kind of WPFW, $309,000. This is according to our our national office, $572,000 surplus, and the archives, $40,000 surplus.
Wow.
However, the archives, coincidentally, last night I attended their telephone conference, and they were told by the PNB to cut $9,000 a month. So if they're in surplus, $40,000, I'm not quite sure why they need to cut $9,000 a month. Anyway, I have asked for certain things. I've asked for balance sheet, statement of profit and loss, including a list of major payables. I've asked for the cash flow statement, not just the past 9 days or whatever, but I want also the projection of cash flow for the rest of the year. And putting a word in edgewise in the 15-minute report that the PNB allowed from the CFO to actually state that. It would be nice if our CFO, who is the highest paid employee and the one kind of running things right now, would give us the financial documents that he's paid to produce.
I'm going to have to allot you one more minute so we can get the rest of it. Oh, you finished? Okay, you got a question to the PNB
yes.
member?
Are you aware that none of the stations except KPFT have turned in proper books to this man? Not one?
I can say this. If I were the CFO and they didn't give me proper books, they didn't give me the proper figures, heads would roll. I mean, I would.
He has no authority.
He's not paid by the hour.
That makes a statement.
Okay, he's not paid by the hour.
What is his authority?
We don't have time to go back and forth. I allowed you to ask the question. I allowed you to ask the question, Hank. Now I've got to go to the next PNB member. You've got 3 minutes, 4 minutes, no, 5 minutes left. You want to go to Ms. Casavetti?
Yes. First of all, I want to answer clarify what Hans said. Hans talked about the CFO, and we need to remember that we need to give the CFO, and that is a flaw in the bylaws, to CFO to have the option to order the business managers of the five stations what to do, and it's not. Okay, then the only thing that he can rely is in whatever the business manager and the station said. But I want to go to my report, and I have the copies here. I know that some members have read it from me speaking. That's why I have it in writing. But they will read it.
Can we have it?
Oh, yes. parties. We are in the process. I think that this is the most important part that we are now. Everybody knows, because that was an open session, that we are selecting an executive director. We, in the last year, we have two IED. Most of that time, the chair of the board was the acting IED without the salary. We have a really long process that started last year with the personnel committee, interviewing and selecting a large amount of prospective candidates, I believe 25 or so. I'm not a member of personnel committee. Six of them were given to the whole board for the final interview with the whole, to the whole board of directors. The PMB votes then on a candidate that have the support of almost 70% of the directors. For reasons that I'm not free to disclose yet, that candidate did not accept the offer. Some directors wanted to go with the candidate that had the second amount of support from the directors at the first vote. Because the PMB composition of the board changed already, and we have seated new director January 29, six new directors, two of them coming from KPFT. I supported the idea of a new board, this time from the pool of the five candidates, I mean the pool minus the one that didn't reject the offer. I think that it's only fair to allow the newly seated directors vote in such a decisive manner. And the reason is that the next ED will have a very complex, difficult, almost titanic work in front of him or her to keep the foundation afloat. I need to finish.
Okay.
And hopefully thriving in the next future. To succeed, the new executive director must have the support of the overwhelming majority of the PMB to give that person some room to maneuver without constant pressure of a divided board of directors. I believe that we can accomplish that idea and in a few days hire a new director for the foundation. The executive director will guide this dysfunctional family through the sea of corporate media to where our founder, Mr. Lewis Hill, first, and a lot of us later, envision it as our destiny, the beacon of light that will enlighten
our country. Make one question now.
Yes, just the last thing. Let me restate here my pledge of allegiance to the Pacifica Foundation Radio Mission Statement. And I have it here in
Rich,
writing.
Rich, you got a question for you. And then we got to get to George. Go ahead, Rich.
The last vote to hire somebody was by IRB, is that correct?
The what?
The last vote to hire somebody was by IRB.
I believe that we don't have.
It was by IRB. And the IRB is instant runoff voting.
Let me ask
my question, please,
yes,
ma'am.
Yes, please.
What's the purpose of having a runoff position and then come up and disregard that second place person after the first place person says they don't want the job? Why have RIV and then disregard it and get another deal?
We got the question, Richard. We got, now you have just a few seconds to answer. Will you answer? You want to answer the question?
She said he's in writing the answer.
Okay, George. We're up to George now.
I waived my report. I moved to extend time for 10 minutes so Dwayne can do his.
Second.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any objections? Hearing none. We're at the manager's report.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Well, Happy New Year, everyone.
All right.
Quiet, please.
No, it's not.
Crosstalk?
Uh-oh.
I want to thank everyone for their contributions to the Winter Pledge Drive and all of the work that went into that. Unsuccessful in reaching the goal, though, was. And we had a staff meeting yesterday, and I can share a lot of analysis.
The goal?
As to what we think were contributing factors to only achieving 74% of that goal. And the so I can address that if anybody's interested. I want to encourage everyone to, through every network of friends, program people, on air people that you have, that you encourage people to go downtown and vote for KPFT to win this Oprah Charity Saloon contest. I've had people complain that it sounds like we're running a commercial for a bar on the air. And it does a little bit. And it's okay by me because, A, the Oprah Charity Saloon is a 501c3. It's a nonprofit. It's not wrong what we're doing. We're competing against three other nonprofits. And KPFT has a decent chance of earning all of the profits for the month of March from this place. And a bar on St. Patrick's Day, downtown Houston, is going to sell a lot of drinks. And KPFT, or whoever wins this contest this month, is going to make a lot of money, probably between $15,000 and $20,000. This group has given away almost $500,000. They operated as a charity. So if we don't take advantage of that, we're foolish, and leveraging every network you have, programmers, friends, family, whatever, deal with, you know, the fact that it's off Market Square downtown, park on the street after 6, do whatever you have to do. We're holding focus group meetings that were raised as an issue by Bob earlier. Ernesto is going to be convening some of these focus groups just to get some feedback from people as to how the station sounds. There's nothing sinister in this, but we're going to convene them, and I would encourage any committees that want to convene their meetings or groups or anything that they can down at this thing during the month of February to help raise money for KPFT. Similarly, I hope that you will leverage your networks to get a table for the Ray Hill roast, or at least a ticket to come to that Ray Hill roast, or to get some of the group you're part of to donate something to the auction for that. Another big opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime chance, really, to take advantage of the fact that Ray has deep KPFT connections and community connections. We're going to have the mayor there, we're going to have the sheriff there, we're going to have some big, big names there. And it's going to be a big deal, and we're only going to be able to do this probably this one time. I want to, if you didn't see this weekend's Houston Chronicle, I think it's Jason Moran photo op above the fold in the Chronicle inside the KPFT library, and a little mention in the article by Andrew Dansby. Very cool thing. I wish that said KPFT all over more of these CDs so that you could really tell that, or that they gave us a little bit more play in the article than they did. But Andrew did a really good job in the article. Jason said great things about KPFT. I didn't get to go to any of his performances at the Menil or downtown, but I heard that he had said good things publicly also about KPFT, not just to us while he was there. We could go on Monday. I wanted to go on the record thanking the members of the CAB for this card I found under my door when I got back to work Saturday after spending most of last week at the City Hospital. And any of y'all's thoughts and or prayers for my parents were greatly appreciated, are greatly appreciated, and will continue to be greatly appreciated. The staff, myself included, are very busy helping to get the national office complete with these general requests. There are certain things, and thank you for passing the minutes to help with that. Everything we can do to hopefully eventuate in KPFT's ability to one day again get CPB funding will be really appreciated. So we're working on the AG things, which are all due by next Tuesday. This afternoon, we completed almost everything that we can here locally. Y'all did more tonight. That's great. I'm also working on, even though we're not getting CPB money, in order to remain eligible to and hopeful of, we have until Sunday night to complete the CPB station activity survey. We do this every year. It's not that complicated. complex. Keisha, Robin, and I will have that finished, and I'll input all that data by Saturday. And so when we do become clean with the CPB and get the 2013 audit in, and then get the 2014 audit in, then maybe a year from now we might actually get some CPB money again, which would be, I think, in my opinion, it would be great. We're also dealing with, well, effective today, we're dealing with a second director's inspection request from Adriana, and we'll be visiting with her next week to give her some more information that's been requested from her status as a director. There's 23 new items that we were
Two questions, actually. Would you tell us again what we have to do in order to sign up at this bar to tell them that we should be the prize?
You go down there, and every drink gives you a ticket. There are four charities. There's a voting booth. Each charity has a little can. You put your ticket in the can if you want to win. We're up against three other worthy nonprofits. One of them is Air Alliance Houston, which I hate to be up against them because we promote them and we let them use our air, though I don't want them using the air to promote them voting against us at this bar.
Take them off.
But another group is helping out people who are, you know, who are less able to pay their own bills and things. Another is, I think, a group that helps moms with babies. So we're up, you know.
Alcoholic or non-alcoholic?
And each drink gets you a ticket. Each food item gets you a ticket. So if you buy a round of items, whatever they are, you'll get a certain number of tickets. You can go and vote for us.
And when is this again?
The entire month of February.
And y'all have...
It's at the very top of our homepage.
That's what I'm saying. That's a banner that's just... You can't miss.
Yeah, 924 Congress Street in between Main and Travis, a half a block off the Market Square.
Okay. Hank's got a question, and then Adriana, and then Craft.
Well, it's kind of a question. Why are the focus groups invitation only?
Why are what?
The focus groups, they say they're invitation only. You're asking people to fill out forms, and then you're going to select from those.
Well, Ernesto wants to get a variety of people, and so it's a rather simple. I mean, all he's asking for is your name. You want to go whether you're not a member or not. You can, you know, or email.
I don't think there's anything sinister about it, but I'm just kind of like trying to figure out what's the criteria for being invited as opposed to just applying.
Well, I think we'll find out if there's any interest, period. You know, the criteria might be, did you send one in? I don't know if there's any. I mean, it's going to be kind of like the criteria that was established here tonight. Is there going to be a line out the door next month of people who want to be part of this? Or will you be like watching moths fly around?
Not if I've ever seen it.
Mr. Chair.
Okay, I've got Adriana.
Yes. Mr. Wendravi, I think that is a good news for our LSD too, but I want to know if you receive it. The National Finance Committee invite Mr. Dwayne Bradley to be in our next National Finance Committee because it's an offer from the, I mean, for him to present, you know, some estimates. The idea is that as KPFT help other stations in other situations, maybe we can establish one day national fundraise campaign in all the stations to raise the money to put up our transmitter. And I think that the next meeting of the National Finance Committee will be, and when we'll be there, and hopefully we can do that.
Yeah, I will be at that meeting. It's on the 24th, I think, of February, 2 weeks from last night. And we, the engineers, and I will send in some written information. And it is, it's not unprecedented. I think the second month that I was here, 13 years ago, we did a national one-day fundraiser to save the transmitter in Los Angeles. And we raised a good bit of money for LA. it's not like this has never been done.
Okay. We're at 10:10. We are at adjournment. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Another fundraiser for KPFT on March 1st.
I want to see how many objections you have when you see the next month's agenda, which is going to move the manager's report and a couple other things up front and see if you agree with that or not. We're going to get a 30 minutes to deal with these things.
I'm not
you're